Boulevard, Bon Accord, free entry. 10 beers all night with an all-star DJ cast. Unbeatable drink specials. Book one of our exclusive cabana specials and take the vibes to another level. It all happens. Steamy Friday, every Friday, where the party never cools down. Steam on a Friday, only at Vibes, the event space. Oscar B and friends, say let glow in white. Celebrating life, a grown folks event. Carnival, Sunday, 2nd March, the East will come alive with good vibes. Nice people and sweet. Soca music from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Location is 22. Unity, Crescent Paradise, East Tacarigua. Admission $400. Limited tickets available. Live performances from Neil Iwer George, Ziggy Ranking, and Oscar B. Your DJs will be DJ Jerry, DJ Carlos, DJ Kevin, Selector Rodney, DJ Shadows, Sherwin Trackmaster, Music Chest. For tickets, contact Oscar B, 738-484, Anel 754-6526, Ms. Antoine, 3279-047, Megan 19346-670267. The Calabash Corner, Carnival Edition, is coming to Street 919 FM each and every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon with your host, Wendy. From entertainment protocol and etiquette to tips for the young artist, and then the Power Hour, where we review carnival events with you, the patrons. Tune in to the number one station for culture and log on to the Facebook and YouTube Live at the Street 919 FM. This is our culture. Let's nurture it. For further information and sponsored segments, call or WhatsApp 269-3567. The Street 919 FM is your platform for informed debate and critical thinking as we dive into the heart of political and social issues, empowering you to make informed decisions. Join our Facebook community, The Street 919 FM, and connect with like-minded individuals. Share your thoughts, engage in constructive dialogue, and stay updated. Follow, like, and share, and be part of the movement.
Future of Talk with TC and Heavy Duty, where today's conversations create tomorrow's reality on the Street 919 FM, the official station that defends the nation.
I shame for them, politician, like old Poppy. Did us treat me when time to run for election. All this document has done. And what make the thing a joke? Like the trickers always work. They ill treat me for me, beat me for me. Then they come to vote. Doggy look a bone.
Doggy, doggy look a bone.
Doggy look a
bone. Doggy, doggy look a bone.
After election, all the bone done. So come and touch it. Don't look so shocked. Don't just watch it. Doggy suck. All through the years, we shared in tears. They too busy. They can't see me. Time to depend on we vote. So then, just so we and them is friends. Stop it to say how they do. Shaking hands with me and you. They will hug your granny, kiss your baby, while we dribble too. Doggy look a bone.
Doggy, doggy look a bone, look a bone.
Doggy look a bone.
Doggy, doggy look a bone, look a bone.
After election, all the bone done. So come and touch it. Don't look so shocked. Don't just watch it, doggy song. Is now the year they start to share plenty favor. Their behavior is so concerned. First time they learn, yes, now people getting burned. So they run to one and all, begging big and begging small. Doggy, look at back way, look at highway, look at hospital. Doggy, look at bone.
Doggy, doggy, look at bone, look at bone.
Doggy,
after election, all the bone gone. So come and touch it. Don't look so shocked. Don't just watch it. Doggy sock. In little track, behind God's back, see them reaching, hear them preaching. We quite aware of problems here. Have hope, deliverance near. We go clean your dirty drain. We go build a water main. Life will be so happy if you only vote for we again. Doggy look a bone.
Doggy look a bone.
After election, all the bone done. So come and touch it. Don't look so shocked. Don't just watch it. Doggy sock.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Good afternoon to the Southern Street 919 FM. Good afternoon to those of you locked on, if you're on work or you're heading home from work. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to those of you in your vehicles, those of you in the maxis, taxis, buses, and PH cars. Good afternoon to those of the truck drivers on the road, everyone locked on. Good afternoon to those of you locked on at home on conventional radio. Good afternoon to those of you locked on the World Wide Web, on the Street 919 FM Facebook app, on Facebook page, sorry. And good afternoon to those of you locked on YouTube via Iowa TV. And of course, good afternoon to Tobago. My good friends have been Tobago, always doctor and listen. Welcome to the Future of Talk. I'm your host, Heavy Duty. My co-host, TC, unfortunately, won't be with me today. Right, so let me apologize for those of you who look forward for me and TC being here. Unfortunately, TC cannot make it today. So I'm here on my own again today. Right? Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's the number one afternoon talk show in Trinidad and Tobago, the Future of Talk. So, today, yesterday, Dr. Rowley announced that he will be leaving on the 16th of March. He'll be stepping down as Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. But yesterday, something also took place, right? And I want you guys to forgive me because I was told this information yesterday and I did not take it because I just got back a phone to use and I wanted to screen the information that I was getting first before I just came out and say what I saw. And in the newspaper headline, the Express newspaper headline, all these off. United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio has tweeted that all oil and gas licenses provided by the former United States President Joe Biden has been terminated, Rubio posted, right? And he is saying in his post today, pursuant to at POTUS directive, I am providing foreign policy guidelines to terminate all Biden-era oil and gas licenses that have shamefully bankrolled the illegitimate Maduro regime. Right? And that right there could be a spoke in the wheel or the decimation of what we were told concerning the drug and gas deal. Right? Yep. That right there has just destroyed all hopes of us getting that deal with Venezuela. Another article, Trump ends Venezuela oil license for Chevron. A permit issued by the United States government allowing energy giant Chevron Corporation to pump and export Venezuelan oil will be terminated this week. President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday, ending what became a financial lifeline to the South American country. Yep. That right there, people, is all our hopes of the drug and gas deal shut down. Now, I don't know if I should be happy or if I should be sad that this happened. And to be honest, I have mixed emotions about this. And I will tell you why. A lot of us in Trinidad and Tobago are very easily distracted. Right now, in our current, right now as of today, most of the population studying Carnival. Our mind is focused on party, drink alcohol, jump up, wine, fete, jump on the road Monday and Tuesday. We are properly well focused on the distraction. We have forgotten all what is happening in our country. We even forgotten we're in a state of emergency. Only in Trinidad and Tobago, we are the only country in the world that is in a state of emergency. A state of emergency, and the people is partying, fetting, whining, jumping up, going out, bacchanal, everything. It's so unbelievable. I don't even think we're in a state of emergency because it's like business as usual. And what's sad, what is frightening though, is that I think they are looking to start the curfew right after Ash Wednesday. And that would be so ironic, is that, like, you know, for the Carnival season, we're in a state of emergency, and boom, right after Carnival, okay, curfew. People will be like, what? Anyway, the people of Trinidad and Tobago are distracted right now. So me coming here to talk about country, nobody really studying that right now. Me coming here to talk about the economy, nobody's studying that right now. People more studying who are in road matches between Marshall and Bungie. That is the main focus. Who they like for road match, right? Who they go and play with, they can't wait to go in the costume and go on the road Monday and Tuesday. They can't wait for Juve, they can't wait for... We are properly well distracted. We shinies, we expect. However, our economy, based on what we are, how we are living, cost of living, and standard of living, our high cost of living, our low standard of living, and our lack of forex, this determine that our economy is in a very bad state. So today I was driving my vehicle and I was giving somebody a lift, and whilst I was driving, a pigeon was in the road, and they said I almost bongs on the pigeon, and the person said, "Hey, look the pigeon, you go bongs on the pigeon." And I said, pretty soon, those pigeons that's all over the place on the road and all over the place will become our meals. They may become food for us. And I told that pigeon, go to eat. Because just so we might be able to eat chicken, so we might eat pigeon. So don't look too fine in the near future if you're looking up for pigeon and dog and all them kind of things to eat. I'm just saying. Because I know, based on information that we bring right here on this radio station, that this government has borrowed over $90 billion. Over $90 billion in TT. I came here and I read out, just after the 2025 election, in 2027 or 2028, you have a huge loan to pay back in billions of US that this government took. We are so in debt. Our heritage and civilization fund has been raped. We are not sure if it even have money in there still. Right? This government, this PNM government, have raped, thief, and destroyed our economy. And the only little bit of hope, the little light at the end of the tunnel we had left, was if that Dragon Gas deal had fallen through with Venezuela. And now here today, the 26th of February, the 26th or 27th, of February, forgive me if I say the wrong date, all these are now off. It means that we can no longer rely on that hope of tapping into that huge catchment of billions of cubic feet of natural gas that's shared between us and Venezuela in the waters of the Mamiti and the, I forget the next name of the next field. And that is unfortunate. That is unfortunate because that was our lifeline to bring us back or try to at least get back to some form of normalcy economically. Now, do I like the government? No. Do I like Dr. Rowley? No, it's not about that. Do I like Stuart Young? No, it's not about that. What it's about is Trinidad and Tobago. Do I like Venezuela President Maduro? No, it's not about that. Because to me, it's bigger than Maduro, it's bigger than Rowley, it's bigger than Stuart Young. It's about two countries that is right now under financial and economical crisis. And the only thing that could take us out of that crisis economically is that field. Chevron know it, ExxonMobil know it, Shell know it. All the oil giants in the world know that that field can make both countries rich beyond our wildest dream. That field, the largest deposit of natural gas in the world, is there, right there out there in the sea. I don't think I understand the magnitude of how much money is done in that field that we cannot tap into and Venezuela cannot tap into. Because of the United States. And I don't know if to cry. It's come like you had the numbers for the lotto. You have it right there to win the lotto to change on your life. Right? And 2 minutes before the numbers go on call in the line to go by the cash, you think to tape the play numbers and boom, they say, right, machine close off. And boom, your numbers come down in the lotto. That could drive you mad. And I'm saying that to say that we in Trinidad and Tobago don't even understand. We oblivious. We don't know. Majority of the population of Trinidad and Tobago don't know nothing about oil and gas. And that was deliberately done. We don't know the value of it. We don't know how we can prosper from it. We don't know nothing about it. And that was deliberately done. You know why that was deliberately done? Because the PNM government never wanted us to know that we were rich. They always wanted us to be hand to mouth. Especially Black African people in Trinidad and Tobago. So when I come here and I talking about rich beyond Irish dreams and trying to go to this rich country, a lot of people are oblivious to that. They'll say, have you talking stupidness? You know why? They can't tell you. All we just hear is how much we about barrel of oil. Oil going up $100 a barrel. What that means for us? Because guess what? We're hearing, hey, $100 for a barrel of oil. What that means for us, you don't know the dynamics of what that means for us. You don't know how much oil we're producing. You don't know how much oil we're selling. What greater oil we have, right? What is the downside of that? When we refine it, the byproducts of it, how much money we're making from that? You all don't know nothing. Oil just here, we're in an oil boom, we're in an oil boom, yeah, we're in an oil boom. We don't know how much money they make from it. We don't know the foreign exchange we get from it. They take all the money and they do what they want, and we just, wherever the crumbs fall on the ground, we get it and we feel happy about that. But we oblivious and lost here. Well, nobody can tell me how much money we made from natural gas last year or year before. Nobody know when it had the windfall the other day when Stuart Young was interviewed by CNN. How much money we really make when it had the war in the Ukraine? Nobody know the figures. We're going for the Royal Castle with my jams. We'll be back.
Is being brought to you by Royal Castle. Our culture, our taste.
I'll go cross any ocean to find it.
Dispatch was brought to you by Royal Castle. Our culture, our taste.
Okay, so I want to say thank you for Royal Castle for sponsoring that road match jam. Yes, as I was saying, most of us here in this country, what I am seeing right now flying over the head. I'm sorry I didn't have my phone so I could have put up the video with the interview by the when Xue Zhong being the Minister of Energy. Right after the COVID. Right? And the guy was asking him, what will you do with this windfall of all this ammonia and natural gas and all these things? Yeah? If anybody had a video, send it for me. I know somebody still had that on their phone. Right? What did they do with the money? That windfall of high gas prices. Just so, Chris. Just so I'm going to take the cause all the way. Right? Nobody knows how much money. Nobody knows how much was wasted. How much was spent. All we know is to glorify. Look at the bill at school. Look at the bill in the hospital. Some of us don't even know what is the deal. This government have went into so many backdoor deals under this non-disclosure agreement. Under this non-disclosure agreement, how can you have a non-disclosure agreement with public money? How? You cannot have a non-disclosure agreement with taxpayers' dollars. That come like you giving your bank your money and they're taking it to do what they want and they can't tell you what it is. You cannot do that. But all of a sudden, non-disclosure agreement on every single deal. Over $1 billion in lawyer fees. They can't disclose who's the lawyers getting money. They're afraid that the people will kidnap them and if they disclose some money again. But it's taxpayers' money, pay them. We so oblivious that when things go wrong in this country, all they do is come up with something to distract us. How come you hear nothing but Ola again? All I realize all the Ola talk gone. The Ola talk came the very next day after the Privy Council talk about the $3 billion and that Colin Imbert supposed to be investigated. And the very next day they lock up Ola. And a whole week, everybody was talking about the commissioner of police get hold for sniper rifle and all kind of shopping. That is a big distraction. That was to distract you from not talking about that Privy Council judgment. And all of a sudden, nobody talking about Earl again. Can you know why? We want to know who going to win the road match between Marshall and Bungie. And that's how we roll. Everybody forget about the Auditor General report. Everybody forget about all what they do. But I want to tell all of this afternoon. I want to tell all of this afternoon. I am going to tell you guys right now this afternoon, based on information I get from the inside. All remember that the Minister of Social Development came in a press conference. Or she came and read out that old age pensioners or the old age grant, the senior citizens grant, I'm gonna say the right thing. If you have more than 25, if you have 20,000 or 25,000 in the bank, you will not be eligible for the disability, for the senior citizens grant. I remember when that had come out. And then the very next day when she said that, and people started, and she get the backlash, the very next day they hold a big press conference, and the attorney general come and say, oh, it was an error. And they pull it back. I want you all to know that that was no error. Sources came to me and told me that was no error. It was sanctioned. But they didn't know how the public would have taken it. And because it's an election year, they pull it back. The other thing that was to come with that was to put the NIS age at 65 or 70, so you only will be eligible to get NIS at 65 or 70. They were going to take back the NIS and put that stipulation of 20,000 or more in a bank account in order to, as the qualifying mark, order to receive, you had to be below that in order to receive that citizen's grant, what they call the pension. And if Trinidad and Tobago take God of the thoughts and put back the PNM in 2025, that is the next thing that is coming in order to right after they win the election, if they do win the election. They're going to put back that $20,000 qualifying mark day. If you had that in the bank, you're not eligible for pension, and that NIS age is going to raise. So you go ahead and take God out your torch, granny and uncle and grandpa, and say PNM great is the PNM, and you go and vote your own. You go ahead. You'll be voting against yourself. And that little caca that you're getting when the month comes to help pay your little bills and buy your little food and buy your medication, go right ahead. You will eat the bread the devil needs with his toenail. Go ahead, all you. I get that from good sources inside the belly of the beast. That was supposed to happen after the election. But they didn't read the memo properly. They thought it was happening right away. And the buzzy mark, and then had to pull it back. Right? So, Ola, go ahead. So, I'm telling you today, we in a very dark place economically. And right after Carnival, right, when this so-called Prime Minister, we decide to step down and run, he is running for the hills because he alone know the storm is coming. He pack his bag, he make sure his money and everything in place, he make sure everything nice for he and his family, and he is running for the hills. Why is all that we down in the valley thinking everything nice and okay, and the storm, the flood is coming to wipe we out in the valley? And he, his friends, his finances, and his family head for the hills already. They make sure the bag well packed, the jaji bundle packed, everything nice and hunky-dory for them, and they're ready to bust out. Wake up, Trinidad and Tobago. All they're sleeping. All they're sleeping. All they're studying wine and jam and sink and dirty and this and that and that and all these perfect and all kind of all-inclusive. And go ahead. You go hear about earlier after this. Mark my words. You already know the size you will be a man here. Why say this come true? Lines are open. 3420081466539 You have. Let me go. Make it short and sweet. I see, I call him, I call him, I call him all the time. Let me go one time. Caller.
Oh, God, every day I give thanks to the Almighty God. This here, this kind of conversation is totally hard. Boy, I love you too bad because you know something. 15 years, I think all of them be hearing me making these kind of conversations on this station alone. Eh? This is global affairs issues. And this is all I know. All I know, and I just interpret it with the revelation in the Bible, because you know it's the whole 7 days. I just interpret it and I just be following with a fine-tooth comb all the global affairs. It's agenda they're bringing about. Eh? Let me tell you, the plan to make the world hard, to reduce Earth's population unknown to the citizens of the world. And you see, right now, they release taxation for rich people. The agenda is to hold all rich people. The apartheid was to bring all the military personnel in a village by themselves to kind of create a division so that these people could be like a new form of world police. And it's all kind of thing I've seen over the years, and I'm studying global affairs. I can't scratch the surface on how much things, but you're 100% on top of the road, on top of the track of global affairs where you're talking.
Yeah.
I come home and when I start listening, my heart starts to pump. I say, Lord, Father, you know,
all right.
I'm praying for somebody to be on top of the game, up to the time.
All right, Tola, and thank you very much. I have plenty of callers on the line. Caller.
Good afternoon, Heavy, and good afternoon, dear listeners.
Yes, good afternoon.
Heavy, none of what the government is doing could be considered mistakes. When you make a mistake, you become apologetic. You're not aggressively going in the same direction.
Correct.
So it's not a mistake that they attempted to put this $25,000 as a means to... To receive the money, because
yeah. They
were very quick to blame a public server.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, you're in here, they put no measures in place to ensure that they don't have that. Although the process is so rigorous, and I have to go back and forth, right, before it actually reaches in the public domain. It reaches in the public domain with that clause in it, or they blame a public servant,
yeah.
Who all it is cast for them. Nobody knows who it is. The next thing with this gas bill, I don't know, nobody's supposed to be surprised. Because Dr. Rowley hinted in his press conference that things happen. And if it happens, so be it. Knowing fully well that this might fall apart after spending all the time and put resources and things behind it. And he also said that he sees this as one of his greatest achievements in government. And once again, it's just a promise that you have to hope and wait to see if it could materialize in some magical way. But Dr. Rowley, if it does not materialize, right, they so graciously accepted this raise, knowing that, because they said it in the press conference, things happen, and if it happens, then so be it. And you're leaving the country to go in the state of emergency that you've called.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's still how people want to worship all you. I don't know what it will take for some of us to call a spade and speak truth to power. I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Caller.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, reporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, good afternoon to TC, wherever you are. And maybe this afternoon we start off with their concerning this drug and gas deal. I want to know if this country will allow this man to continue with his benefit. You do too much have been done to the country. So what we have to look for now is to make sure that big goody package that Dr. Rowley then put in place, so when they come out of office with all this mismanagement and squandering here, we can't reward that man. And I thank you for the clip that he played yesterday. And the last 5 to 10 seconds in that clip is very dangerous to Dr. Rowley. It is very dangerous, and everybody don't play in that, and they want to play it. But I'm glad people like you and other media hosts are here playing it. This man must not be rewarded for nothing he do to this country. He must not. They cannot afford to give you no big pension in this country. What is this wrong? Man, I make space for other callers. This is my goal right now, to make sure he don't collect that pension by the other treaty just as a normal public servant. Dr. Rolino King here. Listen to that clip. Good. I wish every day I could hear that. That man was threatened to the highest order for what he did. He ain't just, he feel he was dealing with Trinidad and Tobago people, but he could talk and get on how he want. Only them leaders and them following were going on down here. Everybody following here. And to all the PNM people who saying, politicians look at that up here. All the way to negotiate with Dr. Rolly, we end up in the back alley for this country. Good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Locked on and listening.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, caller.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. I want to tell Sharon to be good. You see, deception is lies with a little bit of truth in it. And you see, you and TC Heavy is the most deceiving dunces ever meet up to in your life.
You have a pleasant day. I don't have time for you this afternoon. About 42 seconds left. I'm going to take this call quickly. Caller?
Good evening, Hanson.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, my friend.
All right.
Hear what? Listen to me. We have, listen, my friend. We have 20 seconds before the break. Keep your torch right there and come back right after the break. Right? Sorry about that. You'll come after the break. I'll kick your call. Don't worry yourself. Right. So we're going for a break right now when we come back.
Attention business owners. Are you looking to reach a vast audience and boost your brand's visibility? Then look no further. The Street 919 FM is here to help you shine. With over 170,000 followers on our social media platforms, our radio station is the perfect platform to showcase your products and services. Join us and let your message be heard by thousands of eager listeners. Contact us now to learn more about our affordable advertising packages. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with your target audience. Advertise with the Street 919 FM today. For more information, call 399-5959, 384-2232, or 378-1470.
You've got bills to pay, and so do we. Let's go pay some bills on the Street 919 FM.
Digicel.
Voice card on, data card on, minutes card on, speed card on. Digicel is the real number one. Switch and on, hurry up and come cause. While you're waiting, everybody online speeding. Full fast to the top, yeah, we leading. Digicel, have it locked and you need to switch. Now is the right time to come in or sign up online. Digicel is one of a kind. Make up your mind and make the switch today. For 30 days you don't even have to pay. Keep that same phone number, don't worry, we've got you. With Digicel, the vibes got on no way. But you have to switch today.
Switch to the bigger, better network. Digicel, better together.
Oscar B and friends, get you ready for an all-inclusive grown folks event. Let's glow in white. On Carnival Sunday, the 2nd of March, at number 22, Unity Crescent, Paradise East, Tararua. Let's celebrate life from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. Featuring Iowa George, Ziggy Rankin, Music Chess, Showane Trackmaster, DJ Carlos, DJ Jerry, Selector Rodney, DJ Shadow, and Kevin. Advance tickets are $400. For information, contact 483-4884, 754-6526, 327-9047, and 934-667-0267. Glow in white, Carnival Sunday. Powered by Simon Music Supplies.
Tuco presents the Kaiso Dynasty, a new global experience of calypso music. Radisson Hotel Wrightson Road, with a dynamic collection of stars featuring G.I., Gypsy, the Calypso Princess, Kareen Ashe, Brother Easy, Reese and Nell, Mark Pear, Dakota Francis, Ricky Jai, Poza, Tazea O'Connor, Tara Lawrence, Sister Ava, Young Poza, Treldon Lean, MCs Errol Fabian, Alan the Entertainer, and Pelf, backed by Coon Somerville and the Sensational Band. Chorus by D. Kaiso Dynasty. Dynasty Divas. Opening night, Thursday, 13 February. Showtime, 8 p.m. Tickets, $200. Two-for-one special, $300 and $350 special reserve. Tickets available on islandytickets.com, Tuco's head office in Woodbrook, and at the Radisson box office. Purchase your tickets at Crosby St. James, Simon's Musical Supplies, WAC Radio, Tuco's head office, all Tuco zonal zones, and selected Better Deal supermarkets. D. Kaiso Dynasty, formerly Kaiso House, presented by Tuco. D. Kaiso Dynasty, the new global experience where calypso and culture come alive.
Let me tell you about my love. Her harmonious voice leaves me bassity. She likes the Latin Mangishka, or sometimes a little soca, you know. My Dulahin could control the tabla, roll up the tassa, and vibes up a wedding. I'm addicted to her spicy personality. But you see me, I respect the mother-in-law. I love my chutney.
We understand your passionate connection to your chutney music because we share it too. That's why Be Mobile is a proud sponsor of Chutney Soca Monarch. Be Mobile, love my carnival.
To Caribbean Airlines.
So many places.
So many places to go.
Come, let me go.
Oh. Everybody together jumping as one.
One Caribbean Airlines.
Tell them home is where the heart is.
Take a jump up and wave.
Tell them home is where the heart is.
This is how we live.
Tell them home is where the heart is.
Caribbean Airlines is home wherever you go.
Where the oil drum make a big sound. We go lift the energy. Like a jump jam. Look, we oil down all the wheels.
We never alone. When we go on road, away from we home, it's like we never leave home. Here we come on zone. Islands to the bone. This vibe cannot postpone.
Boy. Tell them home is where the heart is.
Take a jump up and wave.
Tell them home is where the heart is.
This is how we live.
Tell them home is where the heart is.
Caribbean Airlines is home wherever you go.
Young people of our nation, ignite your wellness journey with Nature's Touch Youth Health Caravan with Princess Omega and Associates. Prevent ill health today and reap the benefit of good health tomorrow. Join us every second and fourth Saturday of each month at 9:25 a.m. to 9:55 a.m. where we bring to you innovative health solutions. Invest in yourself today by ensuring that you're enjoying optimum health. We are located at number 3, 7th Avenue North, via the Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For further information, please call or WhatsApp us at 868-310-8671 or 364-4464. Remember, at Nature's Touch, your health is our priority.
Searching for the perfect venue for your wedding reception, company retreat, graduation celebration, or just an unforgettable party? Well, look no further. Vibes Event Space is ready to bring your event to life. Located at number 15 Mount Pleasant Boulevard, Bonacor, Tobago, our space offers the perfect settings for any occasion. Call us today at 394-3612 or 620-3057 to book your date. And don't forget to follow us on social media at Vibes Event Space to see what we're all about. Make your next event one to remember at Vibes, the Event Space. The Event Space.
When the carnival pace pick up, Royal Castle is the most tasty and convenient stop.
Welcome to Royal Castle's drive-thru.
Whether we head into the beach with the chicken buckets and sides, having a house line with all the combos and sandwiches. Or we stop by the castle to eat before the fete. Royal Castle, local flavor is always part of the carnival.
On Facebook and Instagram.
Share the live.
Iowa George on Instagram.
Share the live.
Iowa TV and Street TV on YouTube. Share the live. The Street 919 FM.
Okay, so we are back. And before I go back to the phone lines, right, I want to share this video with you guys quickly. Right? I need you to take a look at this. Right, go up on the YouTube, go up on the Facebook, and take a listen to this. Why not getting it up? Okay, let me see. All right. Why not get to know?
The government expects
Okay, so I'm switch it because unfortunately this one is working properly. Let me close it down and go back to the next one. All right, let me try this next one here. All right, let's see how this one's showing.
As a result of your energy export?
Well, we certainly are. I heard you talk about pre-pandemic stages. We've gone through yet another cycle coming out of the difficulties of the early stages of the pandemic. And yes, we are seeing income increase as a result, especially on the LNG side, right, as well as the ammonia side of pricing. As you know, with ammonia prices, they've climbed from around $180 a metric ton. They're now hovering around $1,400 a metric ton. So there is a significant increase in revenue to these companies, etc. And we will see some in our coffers as well.
What are you going to do with it? I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, to the extent that the windfall that you are enjoying is tremendous amounts of revenue.
Well, Richard, I wouldn't put it as tremendous amounts of revenue. You know, as a government, what you're doing is you're really making those revenue increases off of taxation. So you wait for it to come in. But as a government, just coming out of a very difficult time with the pandemic, you have bills. So we'll be paying our bills. We survived the early stages of the pandemic. The government revenue is used to look after approximately 1.4 million people here in Trinidad and Tobago who, quite frankly, have quite a good life. So we'll be spending it on our education, which we've spent billions on in terms of our currency and just other things that are necessary for the people of Trinidad and Tobago.
You must be doing better.
Now you tell me this thing, right?
The result of your energy export.
Right? You tell me this. Based on what he's saying, right? We supposed to have money. We make a piece of money in the after the pandemic. So the problem is now, where the money gone? Where has the money gone, Mr. Stuart Young? Where's that big windfall? It definitely didn't spend on education, and it definitely didn't pay no bills. So where gone? That is the question. Where is it? Because the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago have not received anything.
Heavy. And next thing I want to say, hypocritical again, we are in this country because I could remember there was a list of lawyers, right, when Cameron and them came out of office, a list all in the papers all over the place was printed in how much money lawyers make for briefs from the state. So why is it now when the PNM is in power, the citizens cannot know how much money certain lawyers make from the state? Hypocrites. That is what we are. Hypocrites.
I want to agree with you. Yep. I want to agree with you. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, caller.
Yeah, good afternoon. Before you break, somebody was going to say something and I was perking up my ears to hear what that person was saying. So I don't know if they will call back or anything.
Yeah, I told them to call back. So I'm waiting for the call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, Avi, how are you going? Keep it real here.
Yeah, keep it real.
Brother.
What's up?
PC, good afternoon. I'm quiet, brother. Listening again. Hear what you say in the first hour. Keep up the great work, you know. In a nutshell, my contribution is, you know, the PNM, they were in power for how many terms? I know they always say that, but within Minister Rowley, he had, I think, have a bit more than the UNC. So either title, if you empower a bit longer, you can blame another party. And then too, when you in opposition, it's your duty to pay attention and highlight what they're doing or doing wrong. That's number one. And a great point, you know, he fixed the business and he's looking to roll out in the sunset. And most recently, he was asking where the funds go, and based on the clip with Minister Young, probably the same thing, you know, they make representations that based on your tax contribution as a citizen, we will do this, all in the aim of maintaining good peaceful society, but they misrepresent, they mismanage, and start to say maybe they pocket some of the funds, you know. And by my contribution there, keep up the great work you're doing.
All right, thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Caller.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Caller.
Good afternoon, Evie.
Hey, what's up?
Good afternoon, Evie. Must say good afternoon to my brother TC. Meet me and the wife and the little ones. Don't get it when I don't listen. Don't get it taking some fresh breath. And he said, tell me we'll be in Toko. I hope you reach safe. So you'll be back and tomorrow.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, brother.
Today. today is a sad day in we country, you know. So we children gonna suffer.
Uh-huh.
But all that, yeah, we can be jumping up and say it's a party and things, you know, all this cancel, you know. So they put all eggs in one basket with that dragon gas deal. And the sanctions, no deal, nothing at all. Every so what going on in 2027? What will it, dark times?
Correct.
Every night, this evil, wicked PNM government, but in their church home today, the man talking so, like you were crying.
All right, KFC.
We have to go ahead.
Come up back, KFC. Somebody was calling before I want to call back, you know. I will call. Come up back. Right? Caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good evening. I'm happy.
I want to apologize. Right. I had it on. I had a second too. Off to go for the break, right? So
it's
go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah, I know you want to go to the break. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. So, Trinidad and Tobago, we have a 9-day memory, you know. We just forget too easily, too quickly. We are so easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have clip heavy some years ago when Patrick Manning, when Keith Rowley was under Patrick Manning, and he stood up in that parliament and saying some of his constituents couldn't even afford $100 raise. You have that clip heavy?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, yes. I don't. I lost all my things in my next phone.
You had to go and look for that and play that for Trinidad and Tobago. As for this work that the showing that they did in, what you call this place, in Arima, right? You come and you naming this after Miss Lisa Morris Julian, God rest her soul. Does anyone remember in 2019, when she went into Arima, 2019 or 2021, where she broke down the people and them had built a little thing in the park where they were having homework center in the evening, a little bathroom where they could cleanse themselves after they played football and thing. And they came there with a backhoe after these residents raised over $20,000 to put that structure to help themselves. I have the video, I sent it to you in the chat. A way to play that back and remind Trinidad and Tobago what she was a part of when she destroyed not only homes, but those structures that those people built up there. I will resend you the video. Does anyone remember that Raymond Chukong? Right, let me just read this. I'm trying to keep it on the screen here on the phone. Oh gosh, Raymond Chukong. He was an award-winning actor, producer, and director, right? He was found murdered in his home. Right? That is in Arima. He was a patriot of Trinidad and Tobago. This man was murdered in his home. It was never solved. Right? You ain't named that boulevard after him because he need the forgetful basket. But Miss Morris Julian, I'm not saying that she has not done anything for this country. But look at what she did in that same area. Part of destroying people's homes, destroying a structure that residents raised funds to build for themselves after waiting 20 plus years for assistance from the government. Got none, but they named that after her. Forget Raymond Chukong and all that he did for this country. Boy, Trinidad and Tobago, our memory too short. And he was right when he said the people of Trinidad and Tobago are stupid because we look at little issues and not big issues that is affecting the quality of all of our lives. Have a blessed evening, Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very much, my dear. Thank you.
Every, I want that PNM fleet to understand that this government reduced the property tax to 2%, right, before this election, and they hold off on the implementing the electricity rate increase. Why? Because it's an election gimmick they're planning on people. So after that, all that going on raised, including water, right, so that $25,000 ceiling on NIS is a fact that is going to happen. And also the reason that the age of the NIS is going to raise too, because NIS is losing money. They're almost bankrupt. And look out for more. The entire gas subsidy going to go. This government going to remove it. You flee if you don't understand that. Them don't really care about nobody. It's two more hard years. Dream coming in on if this gas deal didn't come through the Dragon gas deal. It's we had a dance to the tune because we have to pay back all this money they borrow. Get that through your head.
Caller.
And look at this, sir.
Get it, caller.
Look at this, sir. I want to pass on this to you. And I want you to take this and digest it. Or you're going to get one of the sweetest awakening that you ever received. Get your facts right when you're making comments.
What facts? What on facts?
Get your facts right. You're talking about the Auditor General and instead of find out properly what, and then you'll talk. Or you're going to get one of the sweetest awakening.
Hello. This has nothing to do with no sweetness or nothing. I asked you, what did I say wrong?
Many things. You must try when you reach home.
Okay, well, then tell me,
listen to your voice. Mail. Listen to your voice when you'll realize what's going on.
What? Listen to my voice? What?
And a set of misinformation.
What is the misinformation?
Listen to your record and listen. There's a lot
if it's a lot,
things that you're talking
name
foolishness.
Name one misinformation that I came on radio and said. One.
You talking about the Auditor General. You know the facts about the Auditor General?
What did I say? I said many things about the Auditor General.
You talking about about money missing and money gone missing. Uh-huh. Get your facts right.
Okay, so what is the fact? You give
when
me the fact.
When you're talking, go and get your facts right.
You're
because you're misleading. I'm not arguing.
Right,
you're misleading.
You're misleading people.
Take what I tell you today.
Caller.
You and KC and what are TC and what to call you?
Caller.
All I get one is sweetest.
Caller, you're calling to make mischief. If you are saying that I am the one that is giving misinformation, you tell me what is the misinformation I give, point me to the direction of what the information that you have, and let us discuss. Stop calling to talk about who could get the sweetest. That is chanting. We're not talking that. This is not a game.
Let me ask you before I hang up. Which one more serious?
You can't
to the value of the dollar?
Caller.
To the value of the dollar?
Caller.
To the value of the dollar to 11.5? Eh?
I don't have time to argue with dunce. You're not trying to hear me. I prolong the mic from you, stop talking. You just talking, rambling. If you want to have a discussion, you're accusing me of spreading misinformation, right? Call and said, what did I say wrong? I said the Auditor General about money missing. Okay, what did I say wrong? And you give me the correct information, right? And allow us to have a discussion on it. I'll give me the opportunity to defend what I said was wrong. But you go, no. I'm going to get the sweetest thing. Hold on. This is not the street. This is not the barber shop. This is not Woodford Square. This is not raising our voices. Let us have a discussion. It's simple. Good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon, caller.
Caller?
Evie.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother.
Evie.
Yes, what's up?
Hey, Evie. How you good? Oh, Evie, hold on. Let me turn off this computer. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Let me turn off this computer. Hold on. Just a minute. All right. Evie?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes, Evie. Well, shit. I hear you loud and clear.
I was doing some work there, and I hear that caller call. You just called it, and Javi, I was so shocked today that on this radio station, we was talking about the Corruption Perception Index. And a man played a video to say that the UNC was the most corrupted party in Trinidad and Tobago.
Wow.
And Javi, the Corruption Perception Index, done by Transparency.org, ranked Trinidad and Tobago 101 in 2016. And the pastor with the internet search engine went to the Corruption Perception Index and he passed 2016 like a lamppost. And in 2015, when the UNC left, Trinidad was ranked 72nd. Hmm. In 2016, under Prime Minister Rowley, they went from 72nd to 101. the highest, the most corrupted government in the history of Trinidad and Tobago. And this is not Wall Street making that up.
Wow.
And the sad thing, Heavy, the sad thing, the pastor with the internet searching their name, misleading the country. He went to the Perception Index, and he didn't even call out 2016 because he knew I was talking the truth, and he wanted to mislead the PNM people on them. Hmm. Right? And I'm going to close with this, Heavy. It is nice that Trinidad and Tobago, after March 16th, will no longer have to deal with one of the worst prime ministers in the history of Trinidad and Tobago, and the blackest man, his words, not mine, right? He has destroyed poor, black, disadvantaged people in Trinidad and Tobago, Heavy. Hmm. We are the bottom of the ladder, the bottom, scraping the bottom of the barrel under Prime Minister Rowley. And I'm going to leave it this, Heavy. You know I always say this. Under this PNM government, black people never get any economic empowerment, economic development, economic inclusion, and access to capital. Under Prime Minister Rowley, you consider the blackest man in Trinidad and Tobago. Heavy, you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Wall Street. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Heavy. The caller before this caller, the one who was irritating you, these are distractions. And you have to just don't even give him the time to ask him anything. Period. Bye-bye, have a good day, bless him, and go. Because that is a distraction.
Yeah.
Because what are you coming to tell about the Auditor General? The Auditor General is an auditor. It's an independent office. Nobody shouldn't even be talking about that.
Yes.
Because it's independent. You can't say them and they and thief money. Whatever you want to think, you can think. But you can't bring that woman in. She just came to do your books. If he had a business, she would be doing, and she's doing his books. It would be what we have, what we spend. Here is it. Bye-bye.
Yes.
It's because they're so ignorant. They bring up the poor, hold that poor woman at ransom. And that man, it's a waste of time. I think poor Heavy, you shouldn't have given the time of day. If he's thinking like that, wish him well, bless his heart, and let him go on his way. Let him go and see if he can see the auditor or whoever he is. But don't let them distract you. Heavy.
All right,
right?
Cool.
It's like you have a saw and you're digging it.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
Honestly, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay. Good afternoon, caller.
Good evening. Heavy, allow me to make one more contribution.
Yeah, quickly.
This man, sir, he raised my hands. Sir, did you take into consideration that the Privy Council would have a little more information on this case with the Auditor General than the general public? For them to come out and make the statement, why are you investigating the Auditor General? The Minister of Finance should be under investigation. Why are you not investigating him? So he wants to say these big law lords, right? These King's Council, the people at the top of the game, the highest court that Trinidad and Tobago approaches, these people misinformed. For them to come to the conclusion to make such a statement that the Minister of Finance should be under investigation, that he should be investigated. Boy, what's wrong with all you, boy? What really wrong with all you? It's like all your brain is glitch. All you can sit down and just think. I done, yes, Heavy? Thanks. I'm
right.
Gone.
All right, thank you. Caller.
You hear me? Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes, Brooklyn.
Heavy, I want to tell the callers this, call this up, on this program. Let me be smart. Stop calling and saying Rowley going somewhere. Rowley is not going anywhere. Stop making it seem. Stop taking the bait at the PNM now. Rowley said he's leaving, but yet still he's going to be the representative for Diego Martin. Rowley said he's leaving, but he's still going to be in charge of the PNM. So what Rowley is really doing is, if the PNM win election, Rowley will be running this show from the background. From the background, Stuart Young is Rowley Clung. So at the end of the day, let's stop taking the bait now, man. Let me be smarter than that now. If Rowley was going on the 16th, he would have been done with politics in every way. From the east, the west, the north, the south, Tobago, he would have been done. That is what they call leaving. A man can't be leaving and still in the party. A man can't be leaving and still running for for a district. A man can't be leaving and still in the background is the head of the PNM party. He's not the prime minister, but he's going to be the head of the party still. So let me stop taking the bait that the PNM will be come and sing this song on the radio that Rowley leaving on the 16th. That sounds so crazy. That's only taking that bait, boy.
All right.
Rowley, the only time Rowley going is if UNC win the election and whatever charges and investigation they have to come pay for all that money from COVID, he may try to run and give up everything and say, well, he done with politics. He's done. But once the PNM win, Rowley right there just continue to suffer all along day.
All right.
So, as I say, well, let's stop singing that song now, but Rowley gone.
Oh, God. Sorry, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, sorry about that. I can't call on the line. Only calling over here. Caller.
Yes, gentlemen. You know, it's amazing. You would not engage me as much as you allow these people to engage with you. And although they're calling and telling you a wholesale is tripping it, you will sit down there and let them tell you the seller's stupidness.
Caller, come to your point and let me debate if you want to debate. What you want to debate this evening? Go ahead. I gave you the floor.
Good. The point I'm making to you is that it don't matter whether he's the bald head leader of the red jersey or the lady from the yellow jersey. It don't matter whether it's Barack Obama or whoever from the Republican or the Democrats. What all they're not understanding is that they do not work for you all, and they have no interest in making things that better for you all. They are interested in serving the interests of the corporation for which is paying them. And all you need to get it in on your head. Be realistic. How much better did it really get?
All right, Corey.
Since 2010 to now, how much better did it get? And all of them come together and they're getting a big salary because all of them now over 60. They know when they go to the doctor.
And what's the solution? If that's the problem, what's the solution?
The solution is for you to give a better representation than you've been given.
Who, me?
Because you're supposed to know better.
Who, me? You're saying me?
Yeah.
You're supposed to know better.
Every evening, all you come in there and you all verbally spanking individuals who have a position here and a position there.
Hello?
And nothing is getting better.
Caller.
Listen
to me carefully.
I'm listening.
What do you think my role in this whole demographic of things are? Am I a politician? No.
No, you're not a politician.
But what is my job and my duty behind this microphone?
But you have this philosophical belief.
What is my job and my duty behind this microphone?
To give a biased position for the yellow jersey.
Okay, and that is your opinion and entitled to it. Enjoy your service.
Well, this is what you're... Hold a second. No. Let me tell you why.
Thank you. I don't have time. I don't have time today. Caller. Why the phone... Okay. You're calling twice. Caller.
Yeah, V.
Yes, caller. Go ahead.
You see why I just call them latrine womb? all your boys, something wrong. I sent you a video, Heavy. I hope you could take a look at it. I think some minister in Jamaica was having a discussion with a Chinese man. And the Chinese man say black people is the most dotish people on the face of this planet. Now, I would put it in context. I don't believe that he definitely talk about black people all over the world. Maybe he may put it in that context. But the thing about it is that I believe that that statement would be referenced to Caribbean people. Now, listening to this lunatic that just called. We expect you to be Batman?
Uh-huh.
Use Batman?
No, Superman. Planet. Superman.
Why big people just talk such stupidness like all of us born to be dotish over? United we stand, divided we fall. Unification is the only way you can change things in our society in any part of the globe. What stupidness you talking about? You have a responsibility and you behind up. This better man, this is not Marvels. This is not Marvels.
They're not the Avengers.
These not the Avengers. These not Hulk and Iron Man and where the next one, Captain America and the rest of them. What stupidness you talking? Well, this is dotish for big people, boy. No wonder the Chinese man had to say black people is the most dotish set of people on this planet. Because of people like you.
All right,
what do you think the privy people come up and talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Why it is the oh Lord Father?
Why did they investigate the
why investigate? Why does he investigate the finance minister?
Mm-hmm.
That is things that we supposed to be having as a debate. We supposed to be talking about. Instead of that, we study in carnival. And here it is, you over 60 or 70 years called to talk a pack of rubbish on the radio. That's why the place in our mess, have you could imagine people like them having children, boy?
Wow.
And we had to cope with this, you know. We had to cope with this, you know. You come from a lost, if you're listening, you come from a lost, dotish generation. It take 1,000 dotish people to make you. Gone.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have a voice out here lingering for the longest while. Let me show you this voice out here quick. God, boy, the line's blazing.
TC, every good afternoon. Watching the boy. Where them fellas has really come out from, boy? Yeah? So that why I'm we stinking dirty, boy? What else has come out from, boy?
Don't say that.
You old pain and blight, boy. What else really come from,
boy?
What do you listen to this program for? If you know it's misinformation, what do you listen to the program for? Boy, you're going to wash off, boy, your little jack queen self. What happened to you, boy? So you come on the radio. Boy, TC later, whatever later.
All right, PDP. All right, PDP. Don't cuss. Oh, God. You're going to be frightened when they say stinking dirty. I thought you were going to cuss, though. Let me take this call here quick. Caller.
Good evening, Brother Heavy and TC, and to all your listeners.
Yes.
And Brother Heavy, I want to give you some more misleading information.
The
airport expansion program, huh?
Yeah, give me more misleading information. Let me mislead the public.
Some misleading information are given here. Pastor Gugu, come and say the Tobago expansion at the terminal. That is the terminal expansion, eh? A year behind the due date, plus $165 million cost overrun.
Yeah.
And yet still, it didn't finish yet. Just a shed the building, eh? Not a runway. Right? I give you misleading information. I want to know who is the minister in charge of UD Court. And then, I want to ask the misleading information with Stuart Young. I'll give you some more. Konoko Philip. Right? And Perenco. Who the gas going to and who is coming to now? Who paying $1 million to Venezuela, US? Right?
Yeah.
And who going and pay the $1 billion lawsuit? Right? So I give you some misleading information again. So I want to know if NGC and Mark Lukwan, right?
Yeah.
The $135 million. They put on the book again of NGC and say they make a loss. Where are we supposed to get back that money? And Augustus Long, just like Malcolm Jones, NGC spent $10 million to buy cancer treatment equipment and put in Augustus Long. For who? And how much people benefited from it? Just like Malcolm Jones, who buy the dialysis and had it in his pocket. Right, misleading information. So the rest of brothers and sisters who understand this misleading information, let's unite and vote out dear set of people.
Nice you want to see Emperor before you go? Oh God, I wanted to ask you the question. You go on. All right. I wanted to ask you a question, the UNC Emperor. Caller.
Good afternoon, every that wicked PNM caller. You get your pension. You know, Dr. Roy, the first month again, getting a pension. You know, thinking about no pension, no disability. That's not all. Let's say after Carnival.
Is that what so they
say? Okay, I drink.
They say after Carnival.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, after Carnival. You know, people get it 27th, all tomorrow because, you know, it's Carnival, a long weekend. They say after Carnival, you know, but roll it and then make sure and get a pension.
Hmm.
And they run down, roll it and short and jump up on that, but you're too evil and wicked, but every bless. Until tomorrow.
All right, KFC. UNC Emperor?
Yes, sir.
What is the name of the next field in the Dragon Gas? The Manatee field and the next field is named what?
The Laura Manatee.
Uh-huh.
The Laura Manatee, the Jubilee.
The Jubilee.
And the Angeline.
And the Angeline.
Right? Thank you. Those are the block.
Yeah,
where all the Dragon Gas is supposed to be.
Right, thank you. That was trying to remember the names of the fields. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. That was our calling back to ask you, yeah, man. I got trying to remember the Jubilee and the Angelina. Yeah. One of the largest deposits of natural gas in the world. Jesus, Lord. And we can't get it. You see we blight? You see the PNM blight we? The largest natural gas field in the world geographically, we sitting down on. It's right there in the ground, under the sea, right there. The problem is that we're sharing that field with Venezuela. So we can't go into it without them, and them can't go into it without we. Right? Sad. Caller.
Heavy.
Yes, brother.
All them PNM cockroach and them coming out from the hole tonight with venom, boy.
They're coming up with venom tonight.
But telling you, watch me. Always remember the Judas Hurt, boy, everybody.
Yeah, boy. For that.
I'm telling you. All right, boy, everybody. We chung safe, boy.
All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Good afternoon, Heavy NTC, wherever you are, Wall Street. Well said. He skipped over that because he reviewed it first. He knew what it was going to be. And he skipped over that because 2016 didn't exist. It didn't exist for the PNM. Right? And we heard Heavy, Dr. Bishnu Raghunath, saying that there is corruption in the PNM. But the way that they hide it so good, right? You cannot distinguish it. But you know what? We have a corruption buster coming in. Not like SRPK, you know. Not like SRPK. Because the DPP and all wash his hands of what SRPK found. Because if it had something strong, he would have given instruction to issue warrant arrest for Monilal and all of them. But it had nothing there. And they want to talk about corruption. I want to tell them, stop repeating everything all you hear Keith Rowley, Imbert, and the rest of them saying. Stop it. All this sounding stupid. Oh, good God. Go and get facts now. Learn to read. That is all they're down for. All they don't read and understand. Thanks a lot, Heavy.
Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, good afternoon, caller. I call back again. Let's dialogue this trip. Let's dialogue.
Okay.
You mentioned to me what it is. You mentioned that it's not true.
Correct. Go ahead.
All right. Let's deal. We're dealing with the Auditor General. But you keep bringing up over and over and over and over. Okay. There is no missing of money. Okay. There's something they call an understatement. Let's make note and write out that and have a look and go and research and see what is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Understatement.
Mm-hmm.
When the people in the public servant went to the auditor for she to make the correction, she did not accept it. Okay? All she had to do is to accept it and send out her staff to verify what was there. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's part one of it.
All right.
Okay? So this, everybody, TC, let me tell you something. 91.9 was a station people used to look up to.
Hold on.
Right now, if you know the rating at the station, it is dropped very, very, very low.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking, I don't want to jump ship. We're talking about the auditor general, because you said I give misinformation based on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right? Good. You are saying now, that information that you just gave, where did you get that information from?
That is on the final report. If they could go and search up Google, okay. and you'll get the report exactly what transpired.
Hold on. The final report was the doctor report that was given after the fact and after the date to the Auditor General. And
that is not true.
It.
There is no doctor report.
Hold on. When the discrepancy was found in the first report that was given to the Auditor General, right?
Uh-huh.
When she found the discrepancy where the money was missing and unaccounted for.
The money was not missing.
When she found the discrepancies in the Auditor General report that was $3 billion short.
It's not $3 billion neither. It's $2.something million. It's not $3 billion.
$2.something what?
It's $2.6-something billion. It's not $3 billion.
I just wronged it up because I have another $900-something million separate that was missing too.
Hold on.
I want to just go with you, we dialogue.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So based on that discrepancy, right, mm-hmm. that came out into the public domain, right, mm-hmm. and the finance minister said it was a glitch in the system first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you are saying that it was a what? When you said what happened to it?
Let me tell you something. When they pick up the error, even before it come out in the open,
uh-huh.
the public servants who responsible for putting the report together went to the Auditor General Department to submit it. And she did not accept it.
Why she
didn't
accept it?
All she had to do was to send her staff to verify whatever
she don't
she
have
was
to
receiving.
Do that.
What? Why she don't want to see that?
She didn't,
so you rather somebody.
She didn't accept it because it was way past the deadline.
No, it was no deadline. She still had almost. She had a week and a half still before the deadline.
Listen,
check your facts. That is why I tell you check your facts.
You what you say and you believe is facts.
I'm telling you what I know.
Do you understand?
I am telling you.
Do you understand?
I am telling you what I know.
Caller. Do you understand that the Auditor General is an independent body?
I know all of that. Correct. Nobody not in,
right.
no, nobody not not, not
right. And she have her rules and regulations, so for she don't have to send her staff to the to the central bank or the ministry.
You're mixing up this thing with politics.
No.
You're mixing up the facts with
it cannot be factual and work in your favor when you want the Auditor General to go beyond because she don't have a political allegiance to your party. She cannot
I don't have that neither.
Hold on.
I don't
she
have that.
Don't
All
have
I want
to.
Is the truth.
You understand what I'm saying? She do not have to send no staff and give no extension and no time.
Why? She have that authority?
To the cabinet. No, she don't have to do
she
that.
She have that authority?
What she have to do is go based on the report that was given to her and by the findings
so,
of the
right.
report.
So if the report,
that,
if the report,
on.
If the report, if the report is wrong and they're trying to verify it. What is the best option to do?
If it's wrong, she cannot sign off on it because her job is to make sure and find where the money was.
But, all right. The report was wrong.
And the next report, it even tells
you
where
aware,
the money was.
Are you aware the report is wrong? Dialogue in it? You're not happy, eh? Are you aware the report was wrong and she signed off on it?
Oh, Lord.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah, what caller? Right?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for debating and thank you for
I'm telling you.
Wait, hold
Give me half a second.
Uh-huh.
The young lady that called and talked about the finance minister, tell she to go Google up and find out what is the final report concerning the same Privy Council said about the finance minister. It's one
is
judge.
Yellow. The final
it's
report
one,
is
your Lord, make a comment.
No, the your Lord said investigate the finance minister.
That is not truth.
Said.
That is how we are bringing it across.
But is that what I said?
That no, it's one,
I'm
one
play,
law, Lord.
Brother,
make
I'm going
that
to play the clip. I'm going to play the clip just to show you where you were wrong.
Hey,
thank you
hello.
Very much, sir.
I am telling you.
On the line. I can't keep you on the line for no longer. A lot of people are trying to call in. What you are telling me, this evening and the public on national radio that the Auditor General have to say that the report that was given to her, which she find the discrepancy in, she mustn't get that. She must wait for them to go and do a different report showing where the money is and showing where the money was and take that instead. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Right? That could be doctored. Look, other, look. Caller. Caller.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, yes, good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon again.
Honestly, I love him to say it. Yeah, go
ahead. Yeah, but let me see if I can clear it up for him quick, because he said he want the truth, right? But apparently he don't know how to look for the truth. Because what he is saying is all what that Imbert is saying. Who was the same one who is involved in this matter, who mm-hmm. put together the committee to investigate the Auditor General. And all the law lords were saying is, if Trinidad and Tobago is serious, let us investigate both parties. We cannot pick and choose, because if it, how are we to know that Mr. Imbert is truly saying what took place?
Okay.
It's only if we investigate, but we do not want to investigate him. We taking out the Auditor General from this incident and only want to investigate her only.
Yeah.
If that, she didn't say anything, we might have never known it had a rich and an understatement.
Correct.
Right? But the fact remains is, if you want the truth, you need to know how to look for the truth. And the law lords have clearly shown you how to look for the truth by investigating both parties if we're serious.
All right.
But after that statement and spending millions of dollars, right? No action from the government. None whatsoever.
Thank you, Chris. Matter. Thank you very much, Chris. I have plenty of callers on the line. Let's make it short. Caller. Good afternoon, caller. Felix.
Heavy blast. Good day, blast. Good day, brother.
All right, good day. What's
heavy,
up?
Heavy, that joker we're calling there. Tell them one time. And I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out from point. Yeah, what they would not do. They would not use propaganda. Mabagai old talk and lyrics. Them know that Auditor General conversation, they cannot mamagai the population with that.
Right.
What the PP Congress said, they said it.
Correct.
The fact that the Minister of Finance looks corrupt, that have nothing to do with the citizens. He put himself in that position. So you can't sell that to the population. And a matter of fact, just like what it is you doing there, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's spreading false rumors and propaganda, we will call them out, identify them for the slackness they're practicing. We are practicing that type of politics. It's time we be real, we be factual. They know factually what it is took place. $2.6 billion, and I like how you let them know too, you know what other monies.
Yeah, it was other
money. No matter how they try to sweep it under the table,
yeah.
It's suspect.
Correct.
It's suspect.
Correct.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Caller. Caller. I don't know why them callers listen to the caller. He only lines. Caller. Hello. Yes, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that caller make it easy for the country, brother. That he can be talking with the same Auditor General that broke out here in the public domain, you know. Yeah, but he didn't go with the attorney for the state. He could have gone with the attorney for the state and represent the country, because he ain't even recognized as the Auditor General in order to make sure to see what is going on with state funds. And but then wasn't straight on the line with the guy, right? They say he should be investigated. Why is he not investigated? He didn't even recognize that.
Correct.
He didn't even recognize that.
Somebody's trying.
What is this really going on, boy? We must get rid of the PNM.
All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Imagine you called to talk, but that is not factual. The case was went before the Privy Council. They didn't even want to hear nothing about no second report. They didn't even want to hear nothing about the Privy Council. So say, we don't want to hear nothing about that. That is making no sense. That's none and void. Right? Even the Privy Council show out who you talking as facts. They couldn't even bring up the fact that they went and reevaluate the whole report and bring it back the last report. The Privy Council didn't even want to see that. They said this is clear bias. This case is clear bias. And the Minister of Finance should be investigated. But you calling here to justify the bias. That's what you're calling here to do, to justify the bias, to make the Auditor General look like she's the wrong person for doing her job. Or they buy into the narrative, boy. Oh, God. Caller. Caller.
Yeah, heavy.
Yes, good
heavy. Day. Heavy, good day, good day.
Yeah, go ahead.
The guy who called and talked about the Auditor General, right? They don't realize. There's a perfect example of the listening to reply and the not listening to understand. He don't understand what an understatement is, you know. An understatement is funds that is there, that not on the book, that not recorded in no way, you know. That's funds that you can take out and use with no accountability. You can move all that money and do after account for that money, you know.
Hmm.
And it's not a couple of hundreds or a couple of thousands, you know. It's 2.6 billion I'm talking about, you know.
Hmm.
That's like two pallets of money, you know, $100, you know.
Wow.
You know, they don't understand that understatement is not the money missing, you know. It's money that's there that's unaccounted for, that you can move out and do anything with that money, and it's not on the books, it's not recorded, no way. That is what an understatement is.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, brother. You know I have intelligent callers, you know. Caller.
Heavy.
Yes,
good evening, brother.
Yes, good day.
Heavy, is every PNM supporter living in a state of denial? These people don't live in Trinidad and Tobago.
I don't know,
what's going on in this place?
Telling me?
This man calling to defend that. The law lord stated that the finance minister is the one who should be investigated. And they're putting on the Auditor General like she's little, some little scraper person that decided the street. But it's all the PNM supporters living in a state of denial. They're crazy. Have you reached home safe, brother? God
thank
bless.
You. Thank you.
Good work. You and TC doing.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, I can't take no more calls. Right, people? Until tomorrow, we'll be back here, same time, same place. I want to thank all the callers. I've seen the voice notes and them light up there. But sorry, I cannot play any voice notes. People, until tomorrow, we'll be back here, same time, same place. Right here on the Future Talk. I'm out.
And so do we. Let's go pay some bills on the street. 919 FM.
Attention business owners. Are you looking to reach a vast audience and boost your brand's visibility? Then look no further. The Street 919 FM is here to help you shine. With over 170,000 followers on our social media platforms, our radio station is the perfect platform to showcase your products and services. Join us and let your message be heard by thousands of eager listeners. Contact us now to learn more about our affordable advertising packages. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with your target audience. Advertise with the Street 919 FM today. For more information, call 399-5959, 384-2232, or 378-1470.
Planning your Tobago getaway? Choose the highest Google-rated car rental company on the island, O'Neill Auto Rentals Tobago.